This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
10, 9.
The following program is a show intended for an adult audience. Our discussions are of a sexual nature and may contain coarse language and references to drugs.
Change the scheme, alter the mood. Electrify the boys and girls, if you'd be so kind.
Request level 1 satellite visual surveillance.
NSA Eagle Eye, one track set, reassignment protocol for...
To do bad things with you.
Oh yes, yes, baby.
Good evening, and welcome to Hide and Seek for another special show. It is, of course, hashtag Joy 20. Joy's 20th birthday is this week. I am Andrew the Apprentice.
I'm Avi Miller. I love the fact that it's hashtag, you know, everybody's trying to pronounce hashtag Joy 20, and yes. Nobody's quite worked out what that is. I think there are. There's a more than significant amount of presenters who don't actually know what a hashtag is, but never mind.
It is, of course, Joy's 20th birthday, and we're celebrating all week, and no difference here on Hot and Sick Tonight, your show for exploring sex, sexuality, and self.
Well, the difference this time is we have a present to give away.
We do have a present to give away. It is a the Daft Punk CD.
Daft Punk.
Punk.
K. Okay. Random and Access Memories.
That's right. And to go into the prize draw, you, of course, standard terms and conditions apply.
Yes, you have to be a Joy member. You can't have won anything in the last 2 weeks. You have to send us your membership number, and you have to pop off to joy.org.au/hide-and-seek. And tell us what our Joy 20 image is.
That's right. We had to censor it earlier this week. So, but the unedited version is on the Joy website.
The unexpurgated version.
Yes. So message in. Let us know what it's all about.
You can do that. 0427 Joy 949 is the SMS number, or email on air at joy.org.au.
Now, to celebrate Joy's 20th birthday, we're recognising that Joy has had a long-term commitment to our rainbow communities.
Yes.
And our rainbow communities have had a long-term commitment to Joy.
And so we decided that we would fill up the studio with lots of long-term couples.
That's right.
And
First off the block,
what is probably what's quite fun on Hide and Seek is when we get a bunch of virgins in the room.
It's been a while since we heard that about us.
Chris and Cam.
From CNC Drive Factory. Welcome to Hide and Seek.
Thank you. Well, it's the first time hiding and seeking.
Never know what you'll find.
Now, you guys have been around Joy for a while. How long?
I started as a volunteer in 2006.
And Cam?
What was I, about a year after you?
Yeah,
or
about
2 years or something
about
like that?
A year and a half after.
I was one of those Joy widows. And it was like, you know, either don't bother seeing me ever or just join in.
So let's start at the very beginning between the two of you. How did you boys meet?
We had a mutual friend.
Very traditionally.
No, well, we had a mutual, sort of. We had a mutual friend who thought that we would be compatible. And he talked to me a couple of times about introducing me to Cam, and nothing had ever happened. And I remember we were actually at a Northside venue one night, and I think that was in around about March. And he introduced me to Cam, and I went hi, and he went hi. And I turned around and watched the dance floor, and that was the end of the conversation.
And I have to admit, I still to this day cannot remember meeting you.
About 3 months later, our friend Rob decided to try again. And actually, he invited Cam for drinks. And Cam said, look, I'm actually going, I'm going out with my brother, but he can come along. Cam's brother is also gay. So he was coming along. And we met Rob and myself and Cam and Grant, Cam's brother.
Go on, all, tell him where.
All met at the trade bar.
Right.
And
only those of us old enough remember.
Yeah, I don't know. What was the trade bar?
Trade bar was a pub in Peel Street in Collingwood. And at the time, it was a bit of an internet cafe. It was a bit of a crappy dance floor.
And don't forget, they sold crappy watered down beer in jugs. That was relatively
that
cheap.
That was mainly what it's known for. So, and we... look, the reality is that something clicked at that time, and we didn't stop talking to each other from pretty much the moment we met. Yep. So Grant and Rob had to amuse themselves, and we got rather happy. I think we ended up at the Laird.
You boys ended up at the Laird.
That's how drunk we were.
My brother, he's a Laird boy.
Yes.
So we wandered down there.
I suppose the nice thing about you, Cam and Grant, is that you have a south of the river version and a north of the river version
of the family.
Yeah.
We're a multi-riversidal type of family. We don't discriminate.
Do your parents live on a houseboat in the Yarra? Is that where you meet?
No, these days they live in Carlton. So it's kind of in the middle.
Right.
Yeah. And the strange thing was, the main thing I remember about the Laird is all these bearded, leather clad or plaid shirt guys yelling at us to get a room because by that time we couldn't get our hands off each other.
Oh, that was so jealous.
So, I mean, and you've been around Joy for quite a while, as you said. And what keeps you at Joy?
Oh, it's interesting. I mean, obviously, I've had a interesting time with Joy because I, up until a few months ago, I was part-time employed by the station. I took on the program director role for weekdays when Andrew took on the program director role for specialist. And so that was in addition to all my volunteer duties. And it was a huge amount of work, and I must admit, it was very rewarding, and I think it was done, we did it at the right time. It was the right time for me, it was the right time for the station, but after 18 months, I did make a decision that it was too much. And I had to decide, would I continue with the paid role at Joy, or would I continue with the role that I was most passionate about? And that's music director.
You have to stay with the passion, really, don't you?
Absolutely. And, you know, that my original motivation for being involved with the station had nothing to do with money. It was all coming from the heart. And I decided that was the way I wanted to continue my relationship with Joy. And so I stood down from the program director role and kept on with the music director role and presenting, obviously.
And I can totally attest, our poverty guarantee he does it for the love, not the money.
Now, Cam, your story sounds very similar to mine in the sense that you
can't beat him, join
him. Yeah, pretty much.
You kind of give up after a while fighting against the tide.
It's the perils of dating a program director, clearly.
No, I wasn't dating a pro. He became one afterwards. Yeah.
I wasn't even a music director then.
No,
I
was he was just a
presenter.
Started as a front desk.
I was doing
and
news.
And then you moved in.
And I was doing a specialist music show.
Oh, give us your news voice, Chris.
It's all the same.
It's about the same.
No. It's a slightly lower, and I learned, and I drop at the end of my sentences instead of going up. Yeah. The most interesting story about Cam coming into the station was that he applied for the front desk and there weren't enough positions available because he could only do weekends and the Saturday shifts were full. Saturday and Sunday shifts were full. But we happened to go out to dinner with the recruitment person, who's the same person. And I talked her into pushing Cam to the front of the queue.
I obviously charmed her senseless. And I volunteered to be her program support for a while as penance, so it was okay. Yeah,
and you were program support for quite a while then.
I've been all around. I've done Saturday mornings. I was Wednesday drive with Bridget for 3 years. Yeah, I did Wednesday Drive program support.
Because I've been
he was the most faithful program support.
Because so. I came to Joy, I think four and a half, maybe 5 years ago, and you were on program support then.
I was good at it.
Yeah.
I admit myself. Yeah. I was good.
You could look up a membership number like no one's business.
And I always got the right song out. Or at least the version I liked. Yeah, which well, is the right know, one.
The half six of one, half a dozen.
You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. It is our 20th birthday special. We're going to a couple of announcements, but we'll be right back after this.
This is Lisa McCune wishing Joy 94.9 a very, very happy 20th birthday.
I never thought we'd hear Lisa McCune on Hide and Seek, but there you are.
Look, there is a limited selection of birthday wishes, and I'm going to go through all of them tonight, I think.
Fair
There's
enough.
A flip side. You can turn it over. Oh. There you go. See? I was on earlier tonight.
There you go. Oh, the good ones are on the back here. The good ones are always round the back to the side. Dark, over a barrel. Hello, Kristen.
We are joining us here. So joining us for our 20th birthday.
We are.
And what? As we're saying, we're having long-term couples in here
so
tonight.
You put the professionals in a room together and it all goes to hell.
No, the reason is Cam thought this was a G-rated nice show and I'm trying to be nice.
I was put that out there.
You put that out into the universe like a secret. If you believe it, it will happen.
Yeah, that's
positivity.
Right.
Positivity.
Okay, so Cam, tell us about the first time you had sex.
Oh, I don't know. Hey, I have enough trouble remembering the first time I met Chris. Jesus.
Okay.
That made me go back 20 years.
So we talk about long-term relationships. What makes a good long-term relationship?
That's interesting. I think at the end of the day, there are lots of parts to a relationship, but I think probably for us particularly we understand each other at pretty much every level, and we're friends. If that in a really weird way, what we love each other, but we actually like most things about each other as well. And we share interests. We do things together. But we can also do things apart.
So let's Cam. What's the one thing about Chris that irritates you the most?
I don't start me
on
that.
Come on.
All right. What irritates me most about Chris?
It's probably
one of those things that many people in my situation find, is that some people tend to block you out after a while. You know, you talk, and then it's, what? I didn't hear that. And it's like, I'm a meter away.
Chris, does Cam have a tone where you can tune out at?
In can that, I in answer that... this for you?
Are you
all of them?
Look, I must admit that living with Cam, you do learn to filter. I.e., in your head, you've turned the volume off.
He filters everything out and occasionally something.
And then I'll drift back and say, sorry, what was that? And he'll tell me again, oh, okay.
Right. Or I'll just get annoying.
So he did get to a point at one stage where he started SMSing me from the kitchen to the lounge room.
Well, I was going to say, you probably need to learn how to sign language.
Why? That way looking?
Well, that way you can get him audibly and
Now, he knows if I'm annoyed at his lack of listening by that sort of a thing when I do actually send a message.
Right.
Yes. Ah, okay.
I haven't done that many times.
And Cam, I mean, you guys both have similar, as we know it here at Joy, you have similar music tastes quite often. We also know that you talk about on your show similar thing, you know, Doctor Who, I know both of you quite enjoy.
Absolutely.
Are common interests, do you think, must have? Or
I think you need to
have some.
Some, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
But you don't have to have all.
I probably am less of a TV addict than Cam.
Yep.
I can, most of the time he has the TV on and I'm pretty much not actually watching it.
You just...
So.
doing other things.
Yeah. That sounds remarkably familiar.
I believe the day he got that iPad, he was so happy. Yes, he didn't have to get his eyesight going off on his phone.
I can't imagine what that's like. It sounds so foreign. Yeah, never mind.
So Chris and I have to exchange iPad apps and which ones to look at.
Yes, yes. What the good tune out of television thing is.
Absolutely.
So... Are there any hobbies, things that you guys have inherited from each other? Something the other one did that you thought, oh, that's quite fun. I'll do that too.
What?
Apart from joy.
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
Well, not that I can, no, I can't. That I can think of.
There probably is, you know, and it's probably been so long that I've forgotten.
But I mean, yeah, it's 12 years
it's
now.
It's 11 years.
11 years.
Yeah, so, and... You know, we have, there are so many things that we've just learned to do together, or at least arrange our lives around together, that it is hard to discern if we were doing them before we got together. And, you know, the older you get, the more senile you get.
And I've been that way for a long time.
So will you get married? If when we're allowed to?
When equal marriage becomes legal.
Although, I will say, I've always thought that it's a great idea to at minimum get engaged and gift register.
Get the first.
Quite frankly.
Thank you. I'm so glad there's somebody else who wants to go to David Jones with that gun and just fire it. I want that. I want that. I want that. I want that.
Because in the past, we have gone to all those weddings and the best presents have always been from the gays. Always. And we need payback. I tell you, payback.
I plan to have at least 3 or 4 husbands because my gift registry is quite large.
You're going to have a harem, are you?
Well, the nice thing is one gets to define one's own marriage, and I'm quite into the Mormon idea of polygamy.
I suspect the legal version when we finally get there won't.
I'm going to have to go and put up a placard and
just get a few different identities. Yes.
I want equal marriage for those of us who have a very long gift registry.
Anyway. Just get richer friends.
Yeah, right. True. Better presents, yeah. That's the one.
Yes, that sounds like a good plan.
So, wrapping up, because we're going to be running through the long-term couples this evening.
Yes, we apparently have lots of people in long-term relationships.
Yes.
Who knew?
I know. And we've got Dean Beck coming in later as well.
We do. He's had a long-term relationship with the studio. You can't
exactly.
Get rid of
He's had a long-term relationship with Joy.
Yes.
Do you think your relationship with Joy will continue indefinitely?
I hope so. And I think I've always said to other volunteers that you get out of Joy what you make of it. And I think for me, the reverse is true as well. I've become so entrenched in the organisation that my longevity is very much up to me. The community organisations everywhere have the ability to take everything and leave people totally exhausted and totally over it. But at the end of the day, if you recognise that and stay in control of your contributions and how you interact with the organisation, and that's one of the reasons why I did step down from program director, then I think, yes, my relationship with the organisation will continue because I will continue to manage that.
Do you think you're ever going to, and I'll put you on this one, do you think you're ever going to be too old for the kids' music that you have to program during daytime? Can you see a point at which you go, what is this crap I'm listening to?
Can I answer this one? You and your kids. I say, you just look across it. Who's our favourite? Gordon Wilson.
Yes. Oldest volunteer in the station.
Still loves the daytime fabulous music
he
mix.
He does. And the other person that I look up to is Richard Walters, who was just awarded the life membership here at Joy. He helps me in the music team. He's been part of my team since I started as music director. He is well past retirement, and he goes by the adage every day that he has no time to listen to old music because there's so much new music to look forward to every day.
That's fantastic.
You know, you don't have to be one of those people whose taste stops and stands still once you turn 18.
Chris and Cam, thank you so much for joining us this evening on Joy's 20th birthday Hide and Seek show.
And while we have the music director in the room, just a reminder, you can win Daft Punk's Random Access Memories album. All you have to do is text in 0427-JOY-949 or email onair@joy.org.au with your membership number and a description of Hide and Seek's uncensored Joy 20 picture. And yes, that's my ass.
You said it wasn't.
I've decided to readjust my worldview.
He's going to own it and run with it.
Absolutely.
And if anyone would like to rent it.
You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. We'll be back with Brent Allen and Paul Kidd right after this.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.